It shows how big the funnel was, as well as how long the tornado tracked for. Now that you're familiar with the icon symbology, let's talk about storm structures on radar. When these storms form, they start off as small blobs, but will eventually grow into a full-blown supercell. Pay attention to the structure as it develops, because there are clues that will tell you where the tornado is going to be. The last part that gets created is the hook echo, where the storm sort of hooks around. This is a real thing that occurs, and is the signature of a tornado. Hook echoes are always on the southwestern corner of storms, no matter the wind direction. If you catch these early, you can position yourself in front of it, ready to get an early intercept. I'll leave a few examples on screen for you to see. The storm structures do change depending on the wind direction for the day, but remember, hooks are always there. In order to classify what a tornado is on the EF scale, you'll need damage to support the claims. Different wind speeds result in different kinds of damage for each structure. This can get a little complicated, but I will help explain the best information to keep in mind. One really good and easy way of interpreting damage is through the newly introduced National Weather Service Game Pass, which costs 650 Robux. A good feature of this pass is damage assessment. With this, you can officially rate a damaged structure for the entire lobby to see. It's very simple. All you have to do is take out your clipboard and walk up to a damaged structure. You then press E to open up a menu. Through this menu, you will pick the description that best fits the damage you see on the structure. Once picked, it will show up on the map for all players, highlighting what got hit and how strong the damage is. You are unable to rate it too far off, so don't be afraid if you're going to rate it too far away from what it is. Another way is just remembering certain damage indicators. This one takes a bit more effort, but there are always key indicators that can easily tell you the strength. Trees are the easiest to remember. Tornadoes start to get into the violent range when they debark trees, and when that happens, the tornado is rated as EF3. Houses are also a really good, easy way to tell indicators of damage. We'll start with the weakest kinds of homes, mobile homes. These are mostly found in towns like Nateville and Angora. There are two levels of mobile homes, being lower bound and expected. The lower bound homes are lifted up by concrete bricks, and when they are completely swept away, it's an indicator of an EF1. The expected mobile homes have a better foundation, and when they're completely swept away, it means it's EF2. For the big homes, these are your lower bound homes. They get slabbed, meaning nothing is left but the concrete slab of the foundation, at 165 miles an hour. These are your expected homes, which get slabbed at 200 miles an hour winds. And finally, you have your upper bound homes. These are the toughest of the houses, getting slabbed at 220 miles an hour winds. Now, in order to rate the tornado the highest possible rating of EF5, you're going to need to look out for these few damage indicators. All upper bound homes completely slabbed, when Wilmar is completely gone, when the low-rise city buildings are down to one story, and when mid-rise buildings are down to just two stories. These are very rare to get, but once you do get these indicators, you've gotten a monster of a tornado. As with many other Roblox games, you have game passes. Game passes are like paid DLC, which help add new ways to experience the game. Twisted currently has 8 game passes, those being Infinite Fuel, Double Income, Starter Pack, Custom Vehicle Colors, Chainsaw, Skywarn Spotter, Fire and EMS, and National Weather Service. The Infinite Fuel Game Pass is pretty self-explanatory. With this Game Pass, your fuel never goes down. This is great if you don't want to constantly refill your cars, or you're just lazy. Double Income as well explains itself. All the cash you earn is now doubled, which is very useful. This is the Game Pass you should 100% get if you're considering spending Robux on this game. The Starter Pack is a pretty solid Game Pass, especially to new players. When purchasing this Game Pass, you are granted $10,000 and a Ford Expedition with a Mezzonet. This will put you ahead of the game over other new players. The Custom Vehicle Colors Pass is a very simple Game Pass. This Game Pass allows you to play around with RGB sliders to get the exact shade you want. This isn't necessary, but a nice feature to have. The Chainsaw Game Pass grants you a chainsaw that you can use to cut down trees that have fallen over, or chase other people around. Whichever you choose is up to you. You also earn money for cutting up trees, which is good to have. The Skywarn Spotter Pass allows you to become a weather spotter, where you can report different kinds of tornadoes, damage, and hail. All reports will be displayed on the radar for everyone to see and are incredibly useful for National Weather Service workers. This is more so a roleplay pass currently. The Fire and EMS Game Pass is a completely new way to play Twisted. Instead of being a storm chaser, you take the role of a first responder. When a strong tornado hits a town, wounded or dead NPCs will spawn. As an EMS, you have to take care of the wounded NPCs or bag up the dead ones. Doing so should grant you a little bit of money. And finally, we have the National Weather Service Game Pass. This is the newest Game Pass, and it also changes the way you play. You can choose to either work at the National Weather Service, which is located just east of Hazleton, or assess damage. If you want to be inside the station, you can warn tornadoes. Hop in the office key in the basement and draw out polygons. If you choose to assess damage, you can use a clipboard to rate damaged structures. And that's all we have to talk about Twisted. As I said earlier, I do have plans to make smaller sub-guides, which goes way more in depth about the many aspects of this game. If you have any more questions about the game, let me know in the comments down below. I'm always happy to help. And with that out the way, see you guys next video. We'll be right back.